Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Bear. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Livingstone. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cora hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fryman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bolton now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reigns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reigns hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Thomas moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. 1 out. Scott Livingstone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Karkoviche is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillen hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cora strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first, with bare covering, for the out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Livingstone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Livingstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Livingstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Livingstone moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Livingstone scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviće is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Livingstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Livingstone hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cora bunts towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Dave Haas now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas is walked intentionally. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas scores. Bell moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviće is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Karkovice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Barnes now playing first base. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a pop-up into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-4 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Craig Grebeck now playing shortstop. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Carlton Fisk now catching. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-3 in the game. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Scott Livingstone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Livingstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cora scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.